KN4 VWA.
RCL, KN4 VWA.
KMO.
Afternoon, Steve.
4WWDC,
good afternoon, Steve.
Ah, hail, the gang's all here. What's up, Chandler? What's up, Patrick?
Next stop. How about you?
Listen, I got out and I cut 4 acres of grass yesterday, and I did not use a dust mask, and my wife says it's allergies, and I'm paying for it today. I say I caught her nasty cold she had last week that she claims was also allergies. So anyhow, that's why I sound like a snotzo.
She's probably just going to keep telling you I told you so.
Isn't that ingrained into the female genome?
Yes. Not going there.
Hey, I live dangerous, what can I say? Oh, how's this little radio sound? Is it fairly clear?
Man, I'm over here in Easley, so I got a little bit of hiss with it, but that's normal for over here in this area for me.
Listen, I was pulling out of the QT station on Wade Hampton Boulevard at 101, and I look up, and there's a tool truck coming out of there, and it said Mac, and I said, oh, that's got to be Patrick. And I realized it was Mac, not Matco. And I said, no, you stupid boy, you really are full of snot.
Hey, call me.
Go ahead, Chandler.
I think out of all three of us, the only full of any kind of snot is you.
Well, yeah, that's what I just said. I am full of snot. But anyhow, yeah, this cold is so bad, Patrick. It took me a second to remember your Mac code, not Mac. So, anyhow, I let the guy go.
Confuse him. Just make sure it don't have yellow on the truck and you'll be okay.
That, I know that. It's just this cold has got me all messed up. So I'm headed back to the house, and I went to see the doc. He couldn't tell me whether it was allergies or a head cold. Okay, well, that's $60 down the drain.
Again, to lose faith in them doing much of anything lately. But, gentlemen, I'm going to have to hop out. Chandler, you and Steve have a good afternoon. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to hop out for now. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.
Lawyers and insurance companies run medicine now, and they set the rules for the docs. So what else is up there today, Chandler? Are you back out, going out to drive the bus? 4WWZ, are you there? KN4VWA, I'll be clear and monitoring.
4HKX, mobile.
Back, KN4VWA.
Steve?
I'm on my way home from the doctor's office. Yes, caught that earlier. I said, well, that's $60 down the drain, because he couldn't tell me if it was allergies or the head cold.
I feel like doctors just can't tell you much of anything anymore. They got their hands so tied on what they can and can't do.
Well, like I said right there as you were taking off, you do know who runs medicine now is the lawyers and the insurance companies. Because they set up all the rules for the doctors to follow, and, hey, doctors just do what they're told now.
Said that the insurance companies are dictating what kind of medical care you're going to get.
And, you know, I asked a doctor friend of mine one time, I said, look, why don't y'all just get together and stop taking insurance and stop listening to the stupid lawyers and start fighting some of these malpractice suits that are just frivolous. And what his response to me was is, you get three doctors in the room and you ain't going to get two of them to agree on anything.
Truth. So, what are you going to do?
I just had lunch with, I just have left him. He lives on the south side of 85 down at Malden. And he's up here in a little place on Gap Creek Road doing a little bit of work for a charity. So we had lunch while I was out. And I got to leave by 3 o'clock. I said, well, what for? He says, but you either get across 85 by 3 o'clock or you don't get across until 6 o'clock at night. I said, yep. And I told him, that's why I moved out. I got the heck out of Dodge down that way. I used to live off Pelham Road, man. I couldn't take that anymore.
Yeah, no way I'd want to live down there like that. I was down there last night at exit, 54, right on the side of 85 at Top Golf. Man, there's cars and traffic everywhere. I couldn't do that.
I tell you what, I used to live in a little neighborhood off of Pelham Road, Devinger, and that was back from about 96 until 2006. I lived there 10 years, and it was marginally bearable during that time. But now that area started growing up, and the traffic's gotten heavy. Man, there's no new. Matter of fact, the traffic's getting too heavy out where I live now.
The traffic on that little road you're on.
What? When we first moved, when we first bought out there, I bought that property in 2015. And let me tell you something. A traffic jam on a Friday evening at 5 o'clock out there was about 3 cars a minute. And now they've built that neighborhood up just, you know, half mile north of me. And that, shoot, it's actually a busy road.
I left out there, there was traffic everywhere, and that's a narrow road to be on, too.
By the time, you know, let's see, I'm 66 now. By the time I'm about ready to stop driving at about 76 or 78, it's just going to get so bad out there, it's going to be like down in Greenville. I mean, everything is just beginning to sprawl.
That's the way it's going to be. Steve, I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to jump out again. Shouldn't be too awful long here, though. KO4HKX. Be safe on into the house, and I'll talk to you later.
Out there, buddy. Don't run over anybody. And at least you and I, when we get out, when you get out to your new place, no HOAs. Nobody will ever be able to tell either one of us about what kind of antenna we can put up. Later, Bubba. K and 4 VWA clear.